Liberia stands now as a beacon of hope, a beacon of hope for democracy in a very volatile and unstable region. And Liberia recognizes that. President Joseph Boakai recognizes what that means. It means that we have to sustain our peace. We have to lead by example. We have to demonstrate that the oldest republic can and will be an example for the rest of the sub-region and even for the continent. Looking at the fact that the continent has seen a lot of crisis, Liberia wants to be and Liberia will be and continue to be a beacon of hope for sustainable peace and sustainable development.
You know, U.S. House of Representatives and other well-meaning Liberians have called for a war crimes and economic court. The president signed an executive order for that. How is it going so far? Because a new executive director was recently appointed by the president. What does your government want to do about this? Because a lot of Liberians, as you know, have been calling for it.
It's true. Many Liberians have been calling for it. And those who represent Liberians in the legislature, the lower house and the upper house, have all signed on to it unanimously. They have agreed that we should have a court that will ensure that there's justice, ensure that we address our issues. Because we had a truth and reconciliation process. We had a commission. The recommendations were never implemented. And a lot of people feel that we have not had closure. And in order for us to move forward as one people, we need to have overwhelmingly the larger proportion of the population feeling as if their issues have been addressed, that their trauma has been addressed, that the pains that they've suffered have been addressed. And as a people, if we don't address it, if we don't look at how all of us have managed to cope through these years of pain, how all of us have had, some have had to flee, some are still in exile, some don't feel safe coming home, some are at home and don't feel safe. And with all of these different aspects, including those who are perpetrators, we have victims, we have perpetrators, all of us together as a people need to address it head on in order for us to heal, but most importantly, for us to never return to war.
Madam Foreign Minister, what about concerns about using the process to victimize others or to single out others, witch hunting others? What should the process look like transparently to ensure that there's transparency, there's accountability to address impunity, but it will not go after certain specific people for obvious reasons? Some of them say that perhaps the government want to use this to go after them or critics of the administration. How do you address this concern?
What I would say is Liberia is not an isolated case. There have been many countries that have had wars and many countries that have successfully had a process that led them to a conclusive end where everyone feels as if they have been heard and there's been a transparent attempt at justice. People who did not experience the war, and there are lots of them, many young people did not experience the war. Many young people don't even know what it means. And so you have different perspectives, different viewpoints, depending on where you are in that whole journey. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I can guarantee you, President Joseph Boakai is not after anybody. He's not seeking to witch hunt anybody. What he's seeking is for closure. And what he's seeking is so that his administration will leave a legacy of healing.
As the foreign minister, how do you lead the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in this restoration process?
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is the first ministry. The Minister of Foreign Affairs is also Dean of the Cabinet and is an advisor to the President on foreign relations and external relations and so forth. And this has everything to do with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. First of all, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is that link between the outside world and our administration. And so engaging the international community for support, and part of the reason why I'm here in D.C., engaging the international community to support President Boakai's agenda in trying to achieve justice for the people of Liberia. Ministry of Foreign Affairs also has a responsibility to articulate the fact that this administration, the outside world needs to know that this administration is keen on repairing the image and rebranding Liberia. Mm-hmm. Rebranding Liberia in the context of who Liberia has been, mm-hmm, to the continent and to the world. Liberia has been a pioneer for so many democracies. So many democracies had Liberia as a supporter. standing side by side with them. Mm-hmm. Many freedom fighters of the continent had Liberian passports. Mm-hmm. Many freedom fighters sought refuge in Liberia. Mm-hmm. We're founding members of the Organization of African Unity, which is now the AU.
Is Liberia committed to the tenets of democracy and rule of law, the values of democracy, transparency? And when you engage, especially countries in West Africa undergoing quite a bit of challenge, including coups, what are the talks looking like as the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
Well, firstly, let me say, when you're talking about Liberia and democracy and whether or not we're committed to it, I will share with you a quiet moment with the president. And I wasn't the only one in the room. And he was talking about our National Elections Commission. And he said, I need to make sure the National Elections Commission is a commission for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a commission that will abide by the rules and the tenets. And he cracked a joke and he asked me, does the so-and-so party have an office in every county? And that was his way of saying that at the end of the day, even the elections we've had in the past, have we upheld every aspect? You know, have we ensured that we were abiding by all of the rules? And he said to me, he intends to ensure that going forward, the National Elections Commission will be strengthened in a way where our elections will not be questionable. Our elections will be even better. We've had successful handover of power. Proud to say we have now two former presidents in the country. Mm-hmm. President Sirleaf is there. President Weah is there. Alongside President Boyka, and we're all living together peaceably. That's what he's looking forward to. And so we're committed to that as an administration, working under the leadership of President Boyka. We're committed to that. And I can assure you that after the 6-year period that President Boyka is leading, you will see improvement in our democratic principles and tenets in terms of how we exemplify it, how we lead by example. But not only that, how our policies and our strategies and how our plans reflect that as well.
Do you think Liberia's democratic journey as you have it now can be a lesson in West Africa and by extension across Africa, especially in West Africa where you are having some of these military rules in some Francophone countries?
Yes, and to be honest with you, that's why Liberia has taken up the challenge of working with our sister countries to strengthen the Mana River Union. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, particularly, I'm leading an effort for bringing together all of the foreign ministers, all of the finance ministers, and those who are responsible for the Mana River Union entities in their countries, the four Mana River Union countries, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, looking at how we strengthen our collaboration for a stronger ECOWAS. And a stronger ECOWAS means a stronger AU. So Liberia is leading that effort. I'm glad to say that the four countries were all collaborating and standing together. And this is the way forward, collaboration and partnership. No one country can do it alone in the current context. And we need to be pulling others up where we can and others pulling us up where they can.
Mm. Liberia has been a significant player with ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States. However, critics say that ECOWAS, although it helped Liberia in the time of need, neighboring country Sierra Leone in time of need, ECOWAS has become dormant, a big dog with no bite. Your response to that?
My response to that is, well, I disagree. If ECOWAS was dormant, the role ECOWAS played for our peace and for advocacy for peace in the sub-region wouldn't be where it is today. It hasn't been perfect, but it's not dormant. ECOWAS can be stronger, and we have a responsibility to make ECOWAS stronger, all of us. And that's why we're pushing the Mana River Union, strengthening of the four countries, because you have countries that all of us are fragile in different senses. And so if we can work together to strengthen ourselves, we strengthen ECOWAS together, we'll be a stronger economic community. And we believe that we're really working hard on the issue of free trade, implementing the protocols of ECOWAS within the MRU. That's part of the agenda for the MRU meeting that's coming up. And this technical meeting will set the agenda for the Heads of State Summit later this year in Cote d'Ivoire. So we'll be hosting the ministers in Monrovia next month in July. And hopefully by, I think, October, the Heads of State will be meeting in Abidjan.
You are here in Washington. I understand you have a series of meetings. What is the major reason why you're here, and what do you expect to take back home?
So the major reason why I'm here is to do exactly what I'm doing with you now, to let the world know Liberia is ready for business. Mm-hmm. Liberia is ready to rebrand herself and portray the right image of Liberia. There's some people who think Liberia is still in war. So this interview helps us to get the message out that we're not in war. And actually, I can tell you, please, world, know that we have one of the top 10 best waters for surfing in the world, surfing waters. And so we're open for business, we're open for tourism, and we want to create an enabling environment for foreign direct investment. We want business people to know that they can do business in Liberia in a credible way. We want them to know that the framework that will allow them to have the right environment to prosper and to create jobs for the Liberian people, that's being created. And so the visit here is to speak to those on the Hill who have a role to play, all of the different stakeholders, including the media.